Fully electric cars have been on showroom floors for the last 6 months now in Arkansas. A few early adopters have been taking notice, but finding an electric car on the road in central Arkansas can be an elusive task.
Yeah, if you're in a hurry, don't get behind me. But I'm not using any gas either, so. Probably need to put a little sign right there that said, sorry I'm so slow, but I'm not using any gas.
Don Bearden drives an electric vehicle, but he went the do-it-yourself route and built his own.
This is an ordinary 12-volt battery. Of course, here is the motor. As I said earlier, this came out of a 1969 forklift. The motor
is. But his car is more of a grocery getter than a commuter.
I use it mostly right now for running errands. I don't drive it to work at present because the parking deck where I park for my building is going to be putting in charging stations soon, but they haven't installed them yet. So to eliminate my range anxiety, I guess you might, is a term that floats around a lot with electric vehicles.
That term, range anxiety, it's one of the worries people have about driving electric cars, that they'll run out of battery power before getting home or to a charging station. More available charging stations or longer battery range could solve the problem. While battery technology is improving, there are only a handful of charging stations in central Arkansas. And though it's a start, Brian Day, Little Rock Assistant City Manager, says the city, at the suggestion of its Sustainability Committee, is about to add two more in the downtown area.
One of the people had talked about that it was important to begin planning for, preparing for the growth of the electric car. And while we don't have a lot of them in the city, you know, they are selling some nationally now, and they're producing a number. So we started looking around and realized that we probably should acquire one charging unit, and it's a dual charging unit, so one pedestal will charge two vehicles. We worked with the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau and one of our parking decks.
Day hopes to have the charging station in place by the end of the month. While electricity might be cheaper than gas, electric cars are considerably more expensive than their gas-powered counterparts. The Nissan Leaf starts at just under $28,000 and requires installation of a home charging station, which can run about $5,000. Though Leaf sales are handled through the Nissan website, area Nissan dealerships say they haven't heard of any new local deliveries. Local dealers like North Little Rock Nissan have had demo versions of their car for the last month. George Pree has been talking to interested customers.
Well, a lot of people just hearing about it, you know, through media, and the only thing they're doing is that they're just inquisitive about it, or just coming looking at it. Very few test drive it, but I think a lot of them look at the environmental impact of it. When they see the price, a lot of them sort of shy away from it.
Car buyers may just be learning about the Leaf, but the Chevy Volt has been out for about 6 months, and at a starting price of about $40,000, has had only a few bites in the area. Sales staff at Bale Chevrolet say they've sold four, and Bob Morris, sales manager at Russell Chevrolet, says his staff has sold four as well. He says when customers come for test drives,
you can take a corner pretty fast.
They're surprised by the speed and handling of the new electric cars.
Whoa, yeah, that's a pretty tight corner.
Yeah. You can see you can accelerate on here, onto the highway, and you're not lagging behind anybody. It's got as much or more acceleration than a lot of the small cars. We're already up to 65 miles an hour. And for all intents and purposes, putting your foot in the gas pedal doesn't cost you gas mileage like it does on a gasoline engine.
Morris says there is a federal tax break that can help with the purchase cost, but he only sees the purchase of electric vehicles becoming more accessible in the future.
The battery technology is an evolving technology to begin with, and I think as it becomes more standardized and the research costs go down and usage goes up and they can do mass production, I think you'll see the costs come way down. And I don't think you'll see the cost come down on regular cars ever again, you know. So I think this has the potential to really lower initialized costs of investment for the customer. But, of course, if you want to be on the cutting edge, you're going to pay the cutting edge price, you know.
And gas prices? Well, who knows where those are going. For FM 89 News, I'm Nathan Vandiver.